A reading from Matthew 12:38-40. Then some of the Pharisees and teachers of the law said to him, "Teacher, we want to see a miraculous sign from you." He, Jesus, answered, "A wicked and adulterous generation asks for a miraculous sign, but none will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth."
One thing that pops out at me immediately is the Pharisees are meant to be the teachers. They're the keepers of the law. And I mean, and they're meant to be knowledgeable. But Jesus immediately links them to this very stark phrase, a wicked and adulterous generation. And then he goes into prophecy. And he goes to the prophet, the prophetic book, Jonah, and then links it to himself. So, wow, this is very short. There's a tremendous amount going on here.
Yeah, Jesus looks right into their world. They were teachers, and they were people who combed the scriptures, but there were people who were doing it in a religious sense and had lost the connection in the relationship, the vibrancy of relationship with God. And he sees right into their misuse of that word. It's always a danger for us to always be reading the word and becoming masters of the word and not allowing the word to master us and to take a hold of our lives. And this is what the Pharisees had done.
Jesus, when he speaks of Jonah, and he do you think that what he says here is heard by them at all? Do they understand what he is trying to say? I don't think so.
No, they have no context. And even the gospel writers, when they're writing things that Jesus says about his death and his resurrection and some other things, they throw in these comments. They didn't understand what he was saying at that time. You know, or after he was resurrected, they remembered these pieces. And so they just didn't have a worldview or a theological timeline that assimilated this way. Their idea of what they were expecting of the Son of Man, then that's a technical term from Daniel to refer to the Messiah. What they expected of the Messiah was completely different than what Jesus was bringing. And so they just didn't even have a framework. And I think Jesus is throwing these things out for interpretation later, for mm-hmm. people to realize that he knows this is the plan that he's on. This has to be fulfilled to accomplish God's purpose in him. He's going to die, and he's going to be raised in 3 days. And even Peter, when he hears that, is like, "No, Lord, that can't be that way." So Jesus has to give them signs along the way so they're going to be able to interpret later.
One of the things you and I keep on coming back to is the foundation for the New Testament is clearly the Old Testament. There's a direct continuity, a link in that moves almost seamlessly. And in the book of Jonah, which a lot of people think of is this giant, the improbability of a whale swallowing a man and then 3 days later spitting him out on the land and he's saved, which that's not the point at all. This is all, the book of Jonah almost reads like a parable. It almost is every man being called by God into relationship and into authority and rejecting it and going in the absolute opposite direction, and then God intervening in a miraculous way to bring him back to sanity, which is the relationship that he has with God and the purpose God has for him, which was to go to Nineveh.
Well, and then the subtext obviously is the pagan Ninevites have faith in turn, but Jonah the prophet runs in the opposite direction. And so here we have it again. Jesus is saying, you, the so-called prophets of your day, Pharisees, you're moving in the wrong direction. If you look around you, it's these crazy Gentiles who are in trouble, who are seeing me for who I am and are responding to my teaching.